Fernando, drywaller on Dream Street, has a clear view of the new construction economy. This is how America works. The people who build the houses can't afford one. Fernando lives in a shared rental apartment in Downey. Gary, young home superintendent. I don't know, I just think it's sad. The middle class is eroding, and it just doesn't work very well. I see these guys out here working for $7 an hour and stuff. They're working hard, and they have absolutely nothing. They'll live in a house with three or four other guys. They'll all have one vehicle to go to work in that barely makes it there. And you know they drink a lot of beer, and the reason is, what the heck else are you going to do? All these trades that used to be 25 or 30 years ago good money for carpentry, roofing, drywall. People were trying to get in there, just beating everybody up trying to get in there. It was mostly union, and they made good money. They'd buy a new truck every year. These guys now don't have an idea what a new truck is, most of them. I wonder about that a lot of times. Where does it all end? How bad does it get?